Yo, this is Cam coming to the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe with more positive vibes as usual. Almost forgot the intro. I know I said this so many times before, but I just want to mention that if the sound's off, it's because my mic is not being the best right now, and it keeps on glitching and acting weird. So I just want to let everybody know that the sound might not be the best, but it's okay as long as I get my message out to somebody, as long as somebody feels some certain way about this. If it has made somebody change in a good way, if it makes somebody feel the need to share it with somebody else if they need it, then I'm more than blessed to have that go down and happen. I hope everybody has a blessed day, night, or evening wherever they are listening to this. And today I'm coming to you guys with a spoken word. This spoken word, I'm not going to really say what it's about. I'm just going to let you guys interpret it, let you guys see how you feel about the message. Hopefully this not only inspires, but makes people realize some things, if anything, that I got to tell you guys about the spoken word. But I'm going to let y'all have at it. I'll see you in the intro. God bless. Love y'all. Enjoy the spoken word and peace. The power of a voice. The power of a voice is a real thing. The power of a voice can sing. It can break away and cause craziness. It can make a way. Nonetheless, it's powerful, so watch of what you or they might say. To bring peaceful marches that cover the topic of unity, the power of a voice can bring together communities today. A topic that can make others stray, but to others there's immunity. Use your voice, me and you, you and me. We have used ways to make the voice sound so powerful, full of power. Our words are so strong, we don't need noise to know where food belongs. If you see where I'm coming from, you'd agree I'm not wrong. This spoken word isn't about wrong nor right, or about power. It's about how your voice can be used to fight positively, that is, not so negatively. Fighting with power in your voice is power. Full. Standing for what you love, take care of that, I surely do, and I'm oh so glad I'm blessed and so are you. I've learned that with power in your voice, it's used careful, not acting so prideful. When it's done at the right time, then it's powerful. It's seen as a gift that lifts up spirits and happiness, a tunnel for light with the rarity of sadness. Use your voice, because I know it has quality, with a message to impact and improve, out of comfort zone, never to move. Try not to use frivolity when you speak, never bleak, but with modesty. Glad to have you guys back after that spoken word. Hopefully, you got something from that message. I'm not really going to elaborate on what it is. Like I said, I want you guys just to take a message from it, whatever message you took from it. Hopefully, it's a message of it to me, like something, some sort of inspiration possible, even if it's through the smallest action ever, because sometimes the smallest actions people hold very high because it might be something really good or something not so good. So, you know, hopefully use those words to impact and not words to fight and separate and make sure we stay separated, because that's never a good thing. But with that being said, I love y'all. God bless. Hope you guys have the great rest of your day, evening, or night. Get that rest if you need it, you know, grind through the day if need so. Love y'all. God bless. I'll see you in the next one. I'll see y'all Friday for another Real Life Relatable Story. Whoa. God bless. Love y'all. Peace. See you in the next one. Real Life Relatable Story Tribe.